Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Out here in West Palm Beach, a Darris Dameron, Ryan Clary production. Grant and Danny with you on the Fan. Our coverage of Nats spring training continues. Presented by Main Street Bank, your local bank local. Put our team in your office. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. The Grant and Danny radio program provided thanks to our friends at the law firm of Condori and Murad. They are the official show sponsor, and they help protect your assets, update your will and your trust. Schedule a free estate planning strategy with one of their Fairfax-based attorneys. Go to kmlawyers.com and mention us to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. I want to play a little game, actually. Toby, if you'd come over here, please. Danny, I want you to guess, because we already know the number.
Oh.
You were out when he came back and told us. I want you to play a little guessing game. How much money did our guy Tobes, Nats Mark, and quality baseball insider, Toby Altizer, spend at the team store? Now, I have not gotten to go do my purchasing. I hope to top his number when I go there tomorrow. It's going to be...
I mean, I might up my number, honestly. I might even give it some more.
You're going to go again?
I might have to, man.
They are making good money.
I might need to buy some more luggage, too.
Is that Nationals luggage?
Are you going to fit everything in your...
No, no. Okay. I got to find a way.
So he's... I tell you what you do, honestly. Just go get another Rolly bag.
I was considering it.
And
check that bad boy?
Yeah.
Or just ship it home?
Yeah. I'll figure it out.
Before you ask any questions,
okay.
Toby went and got some merch while he was at spring training.
Sure he did.
Reasonable amount of money, your guess as to what he would have spent at the team store.
So a reasonable guess is you got something. You got a jersey. You got a hat. You got a little bit of swag. Maybe you got a gift for somebody. I don't know. Like, you're looking at around $100 all in.
Okay.
That's like you're a reasonable person. I don't think my guy Tobias Funke is reasonable.
No. So I want you to tell him roughly what you got, and then I want to get a guess. Because it's not like you got a $250 jersey or anything.
By the way, first look at the Nationals pullover jersey in the team store.
And
the one with the...
thoughts?
It's all right. It's all right. Doesn't look like a jersey to me. But either way, that's $1.75. I didn't go for that one.
$1.75?
Yeah.
What a deal.
I wish, man.
What made the list for you? What'd you do?
A couple of hats for myself. I got my dad a hat. Hopefully my dad's not listening. So
that's three hats?
He doesn't know I'm getting him something for Father's Day or his birthday. But got him a hat.
Happy birthday, Father's Day. Birth father.
Too bad your dad's not Darris's dad. Then you'd know he wasn't listening.
Am I right?
Got him a magnet. Got a lanyard for the old credential that says the Grapefruit League.
Sure.
Lanyard for a credential is a purchase.
We're
going to brush past Toby going to the lanyard.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. And four hats total. Four hats.
Hats for bats.
So
keep
many,
bats
yes.
Once.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's all for now.
Oh, four hats. Okay.
And a lanyard.
Well, I mean, I think a lanyard's a more minor expense there. I think those hats are nice hats. I think they're like $49 hats. I'm going to say you spent about
$200. $230.
And then when you get back from the dentist, then what'd you do? Oh, thank you.
You were right on with the hat, by the way.
Yeah.
$50.
We're not at $50. Wait, the lanyard was $30? I guess the taxation.
And Toby, by the way, he enjoyed his experience so much. He's going back for more tomorrow.
Yeah.
Can't wait. So what's on your list for tomorrow?
Oh, I forgot a T-shirt. I got a T-shirt as well.
Oh, there you go.
There's your $30.
There's
your
bucks.
Important development.
Yeah.
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 You thought
it's not just a T-shirt.
$50 hat.
To me, I'm old enough where a T-shirt's $9.99. maybe like $12.99 if it's designer.
Yeah.
That's not true anymore.
No.
T-shirts are $30 now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I get it.
Toby brought a PlayStation. Mm-hmm. We've been playing Madden, and we have been playing the show.
The show.
We've not dabbled into NHL yet. I'd like to do that.
Yeah, sure.
This is the first time, though, really I've been able to kick it like I'm in college again in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Just eating Doritos and playing video games until deep into the morning.
It's not bad.
Toby's a gamer.
Yeah.
I mean, he's really good at video games.
I believe it.
You spend a lot of time video gaming?
You're a young person.
Most of my time, yes. Most of my time.
Now, we do need to acknowledge something that happened between us. I don't know if you're okay with that, but I'd like to acknowledge it.
This is a little awkward. It's a source of what we like to call controversy.
So Toby is in Darius's Madden League.
Yep.
And Darius, you'd have to tell me. Grab Brian's mic. You would have a better beat on this than the rest of us about the quality of Madden player that Toby is. But I get the sense Toby's pretty good at Madden.
Yeah, he's definitely pretty good player, I would say. He finished
middle of the pack in your league, I'd say.
Yeah, right.
And your league's competitive.
Yeah, pretty competitive.
So on 1 to 10 scale, what are you at Madden? You're the defending Super Bowl champion.
Sure.
And you are in the Super Bowl this coming week.
I am.
Now, which
again?
Is funny.
Wait, again?
Yeah, he got back with a win the night before we flew out.
Oh.
But here's what's funny. He's elongating Super Bowl week. Instead of playing like the next day from here, he's afraid of like having to sit on a couch he's not familiar with. So he's waiting until he gets back.
I want to play in my comfort zone.
Yeah, of course I get
understand.
That.
Understand.
They don't get their they're joining. Of course I get
Thank
that.
Thank you, Dave.
Are you kidding
you
me?
Get it.
Yeah. Of course.
So we just have a 2 week Super Bowl week.
Yeah.
Because
he allows for media day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some other stuff.
My mind's free of.
Are dudes in the league a little upset about it?
Honestly, no. I was surprised. Really? I thought there'd be a lot of backlash.
There'd be pushback.
But I guess because I explained, I was like, hey, I'm going to Nat spring training.
For
everybody's
work.
Like, oh, that's dope. That's
oh,
dope.
That's good.
Oh, yeah.
Because the thing that I would do if I was you that you don't do because you're, what's the word I'm looking for? Nice. Is the instant someone complained, I'd go, you do it. You're the commissioner now.
Well, I do that. I do that bit. Because there will be times where
there's always complaints.
Yeah. It's just like running fantasy football league or something like that. People will complain and you say, all right, cool. You do it. I've been doing this for 8 years.
Do it.
You can do it now. Fine.
Weird that the Super Bowl champion is also the commissioner. He's back.
All right, are we doing this bit?
I'm thinking of other past champions, and they're still in the league.
Right.
They're not.
The good thing is I am excited for you that you could go back-to-back. It means a lot less when you've kicked out the four champions before you.
But, that's not true.
Okay.
That's not true.
It's three.
I apologize.
It's three.
That's not true either.
I'm just funning. We're all just funning. But anyway, what are you 1 to 10?
I would say
don't be modest.
No. Realistically, I feel like I'm an 8.
And what's Toby?
I would say Toby started his experience in the Madden League at probably like a 4. It was rough for him to begin with.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it was rough.
And he's up his game.
He's up his game. He just missed the playoffs by a half game.
Okay.
So I would say he's risen to like a 6.5, maybe even a 7.
Whoa,
wow.
That's high praise to Tobias.
I mean, he took down some big dogs in the league.
I mean, the other day
it
might have bumped me down about a 3.
Yeah, it's going to hurt your ranking.
So I played Toby. Now, I haven't played Madden in 5 years until the first night we got here. I played against Ryan. It was one of the most frustrating experiences of my entire life.
I thought GP was going to break his hands.
I did too. I don't expect to be good. I haven't played in years. I also have never played with PlayStation. It's so different to me. Ryan, the only way I can describe this is if you just had – I'm like, how can I say this?
It feels like you're getting frustrated thinking about him again. Like
he was button mashing. You know what that is better than
I do. Of course I do. Yeah.
He was just hitting buttons. And, like, Tyreek Hill would just catch a ball in triple coverage. So, like, I was getting worked by Ryan. So I'm, like, out here calling plays at the line, running out routes. We're setting him up. He would just run something. I'm like, what did you just run? I don't know. I'm like, well, who did you throw it to? He's like, not sure. I was like, but what concept? Like, how did you – I was running the right defense. He's like, I just touched the button, man. And he just – whooped me. I mean, you whooped me in back-to-back games.
Exactly, and that's the point. The frustrating part of this is that you are frustrated in this scenario. This is the frustrating part. It's like, you're like, how am I losing? It's 42-0. This Ryan is not good at this game. I'm not great either, but I'm better than him. 42-0. 35-0.
It was
not 42-0.
Yeah,
but
I don't think that ever happened.
But still. But, why are you frustrated?
Well, I think we all know. Darius, you were watching. You saw what happened. So, like, I would throw a pass. Wide open receiver drops the ball.
Yeah.
Next pass.
This is the old computer cheated? No, back in the day?
Not a computer cheated, but anyone was there saw it. Anybody was there saw it. I would throw a pass, would go right through my hands. Ryan would somehow pick it off 4 yards behind me in coverage. So you guys were there. You saw what was happening.
Sure, yeah.
Do you have any thoughts, or should we move forward?
So I feel like Ryan did have some of that dumb, like, beginner's luck that I haven't played in a while, but, you know, kind of luck. Whereas you were just had the complete opposite. Some of that luck just wasn't going your way.
I think that, okay, that's fair.
I think that sums
it up. This is getting to a point. So I get worked two games in a row. Like, yep. Ryan's the best Madden player in the world. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, you know what? Maybe I won't play Madden anymore while I'm here. So me and Toby, everyone else is taking naps or doing weird things or getting in pools. I have no idea what people are doing. Me and Toby are like, you want to get on John? And he's like, yeah. And Toby's like a big league player. I just
got worked
by Ryan. Toby has the idea. Why don't we play, but we'll be on different levels?
Okay.
And I was like, that's a genius idea. So I'll play on rookie mode. He'll play on all Madden mode. It'll even it out, and we'll have a hell of a game. Come down to a field goal. Who gets the timeout?
So the way that's going to work, of course, is the AI and the ability of players that you're not controlling are going to be a lot better than his would be,
theoretically,
for example, right? And the ease of tackles, the ease of completions would be up for you, low for him. That's a great way to level it off.
In addition to that,
yeah.
Because the gap was so large, because based on our experience the previous night, when I lost to Ryan consecutively, back-to-back games.
Combined 60-something.
It was like 67-7, whatever it was. Toby took over, down 21-0 after I just said, I'm leaving here. Maybe Florida altogether, but I'm not doing whatever this is anymore tonight.
Yep.
Toby takes over, gets outscored 14-0 by button pusher over there. It's now 35-0, and then Toby's like, I hate this. This will never happen again. He scores 42 unanswered and beats him. He's down 35-0 in the third quarter, beats him. So it was just like, okay, he's playing with his meat. If Toby – isolate that.
I was like, what?
I think
– what's he doing?
I think the saying is he's playing – I think the saying is he's playing
– That puts me in a bad light, man.
The saying is he's playing with his food.
Yeah, I know that saying.
That puts me in a bad light, man. I promise you.
He was eating, his food was steak.
Sure. Yeah. He had his prey and he was playing with it. But what were you saying?
Jesus, that's unbelievable. He's playing with his food, man.
Yeah.
He was doing. He ordered a steak.
Uh-huh.
All right. I don't know where I go from here.
Just pushing the food around the plate.
Where were we? Oh.
So I know where we were.
So I was like, I think we were at my analogy, that he's playing with his food.
I see. Yeah. Thank you. Yes.
So the point of the dude's story is that Tobes, he can do whatever he wants to us.
Uh-huh.
He's just pushing
he's
the food around.
He's toying with you.
Exactly.
There we go.
So Toby has this idea. You be on rookie, I'll be on all Madden.
Uh-huh.
Awesome, Toby. Mm-hmm. You're the best. You're a nice guy. Let's do this. In addition to that, he even went one step further. He says, I'm going to be the Carolina Panthers.
Mm.
And I said, they're bad in real life. Are they bad, man? He's like, oh, they're terrible.
Yeah, because they update, right? Everything is current.
So I was like, cool. I'm going to be – I'm like flipping through. I'm like, the Eagles. I'm going to be the Eagles. Toby, go ahead and tell Danny what the final score of that game was.
I finished scoreless.
No.
Grant Paulson broke the scoring record by 13 points, 85-0.
Mind you, the night before, Ryan destroyed me. I couldn't do anything. Ryan, who Toby scored 42 unanswered against. So it tells me that the discrepancy between rookie and all
I was going to say, if you're a video game tester, you now know.
So we went back multiple plays, right? I drop back to pass. I feel good about what I got called. I look out in the cup. Nothing open. It looked like Eric Bieniemy's offense. Nothing's open.
I was going to say, nothing, by design.
And like, I take a sack.
Grant and Aromo was just dialing.
No, hold on. Grant called the same play every time. It's a cover one, man-to-man. Every single time. I can't do anything about it. All my guys run like 5.3 40s. All your dudes are like running 4.1s. Like, I could not do anything.
It's true. We were very fast that day.
Yeah. His tight end catches a ball and in 5 yards is separating from my corner.
Yeah.
So I think what we have to do is we need to
maybe narrow the gap
also,
some.
Hold on.
Some.
Narrow the gap. He says, I said, let's play all Madden, top difficulty. He plays rookie, lowest. No. I said different difficulties, as in you can play like one or two lower. Not the lowest difficulty.
Well, I mean, you didn't tell me what to do.
Well, it's the equivalent of taking the Kings to the cup with the offsides turned off.
A little bit.
That's
yes.
what you did.
But my question, I guess, to you guys, just a bunch of pals hanging out here.
Sure.
I think we all agree Toby would work me in any neutral setting, obviously.
Sounds like it from the scouting report. Yeah
right?
Absolutely.
I mean, Ryan whooped me. He might whoop me again if we play. He might have my number. I don't know. 85 nothing's a lot.
That's so many points, Toby.
Yeah, it was bad.
85.
Are you doing kneel downs for touchdowns, too?
like 85. Like, the only reason it was 85 nothing is because the zeros happened.
Yeah.
In his defense.
Like halfback dive, and you're already in the end zone.
In his defense. I threw a pick to Jalen Carter. That's on me.
I was dropping Jalen Carter in coverage. But I guess my question, Danny, is did I break through a wall? Like, I agree if it's 24-3, you're like, bro, all Madden versus rookie. If it's 52-7, the Patriots in 07 against Joe Gibbs' Redskins, I get it.
Yeah.
Rookie versus all Madden.
Mm-hmm.
85. So, is there a point where you go, GP, you did all right.
So I think there's two things. I think you probably found something. I think you found something so that you wouldn't.
Are the Eagles my squad?
I mean, they shouldn't be. You should obviously never play with an NFC.
Jalen Hurts was maybe this has to do with the rookie thing.
Uh-huh.
Jalen Hurts was like 21 of 23.
Yep.
Ooh. For like 442 or something crazy.
So is this Madden 22?
No.
24.
You guys didn't get the bet.
Current.
anyway, so. Because he was bad this year? He was good last year?
Got it. Yep.
Where was I? Sir, I think you probably found something so you wouldn't lose 42-0 to Ryan again. Right? You might be more competitive there. I also think this difficulty or, you know what I mean, the AI difference is too dramatic.
Yeah.
Let's narrow that up a little bit.
I think if we narrow it up, Toby can take me to the cleaners.
Yes, I think you could play
get his reputation
you
back.
You play on pro or he can play on rookie and maybe that's a little bit closer. Or do you guys do all Madden for your league, Derek?
Yeah, all Madden.
But here's what I want to do, though. I do think this would be interesting.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And instructive. And since Darius stays up till 3 in the morning, we could do this at some point.
I'd
like to play Darius with those settings and see if I could do like another crazy thing.
Could you do your Twitch stream where will you turn into like angry Darius?
Not from here. It'd have to be something.
You wouldn't be angry in that setting, I don't think.
Well, when you run the same play every time and like are doing pick sixes with your linemen.
No, we're mixing it up. This is exotic. We're not just running my little slant with trips. You know, with power look. No, this is a whole different ballgame.
Also, shocker, Grant Paulson running jumbo sets nonstop. I run in the football.
I throw out a heavy personnel. I run out a spread. I do what the other team is not prepared to stop.
Sure, I get that.
Now, what percentage of the time do you think I ran the ball in the three games that we've played?
Oh, you didn't run a bunch. But you, let's say this. You ran it maybe 15% of the time. You ran jumbo package like 85% of the time.
Grant Bienemy, baby. About an 85-15 run, pass run spread.
And were those mostly scrambles?
No.
No, he's on slant.
Out of the gun. Okay. When I get ahead of the sticks, if it's second and five, the run's probably coming. If I'm ahead of the sticks, out of gun, I can spread you out a little bit. We'll come downhill on you, especially on rookie mode.
All right. Well,
especially on rookie mode.
If I'm on rookie mode, I'll break a tackle or two.
I'll entertain this. We can try it.
Okay.
See how this works.
So, like, if in other words, if you beat Darius, I think then we know. Right? If you beat Darius by 60 points,
right.
70 points, then
I think we
know.
If it's 62-13, it's like, okay, the rookie All-Madden thing's outrageous.
It's too much.
But if Darius beats me 27-23, in a weird way, it's like, my win over Toby is silly.
Yeah, then Toby has to quit.
right,
in a way?
I think it's a loser leaves town game. If Darius beats me in this setting, I think maybe Tobes is out of the league.
Toby may have to do the thing that you said he did earlier.
He played with his food.
Food.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what he did. James Wood is on the show today at 5:40, coming up in about 20 minutes. He is the biggest story maybe in all of baseball right now. 21-year-old, top prospect with the Nationals, one of the top five or so prospects in the game. Another hit today, this time off of a former big league all-star. He might just make this team. Grant and Danny on the Fan. With Danny, I'm Grant. This is the Fan. James Wood trying to make the opening day roster for the Nationals, joining us in about 10 minutes to discuss what has been a monster spring to this point. Went 1-for-3 in today's game, went in to the contest hitting .500 in spring training. Adam Schefter on the McAfee Show today talking about the Commanders' quarterback situation. Brought up Kirk Cousins as a possibility, believe it or not. This was Schefty earlier this afternoon.
I think Washington's going to be open to anything, including moving back in the draft. So there's going to be a team that doesn't get Kirk Cousins. And it certainly sounds like right now Kirk Cousins will have as his primary two options, Atlanta and Minnesota. Hmm. Maybe Washington jumps in.
Whoa.
Maybe.
Whoa, whoa. Whoa.
Yeah, maybe Washington jumps in.
Washington.
The idea that the Commanders would be an option for Cousins, I understand why you bring it up. If they trade back, they're now in the veteran market, perhaps. But to me, that just feels like he's throwing names. He's throwing teams out there. I don't really get the fit. Unless Washington came back enough picks that whoever they get is not going to start this year at all. And maybe even wouldn't need to start next year. To me, that's the mid-rounds. Or if you were to somehow get Knicks or Penix and they fell into round two and you had a second-round grade on him or something, you got him at 40, maybe you could convince me that you roll for a year and a half with Cousins. You could try to get him to play at a high level, improve your receivers, you know, try to win games in the short term, have your cake and eat it too. But I don't get it, and I keep hearing it come up.
Yep.
You know, I'm a big Cousins guy. Everybody knows I've long thought he's a really, really good player. He was underrated here. He was undervalued. And for a long time has been underrated around the league, I think. He's a top 10-ish type quarterback. I'm not saying it's a bad idea to ever go get a guy like that. But with where they are, having the number two pick, being in a situation where there's no pressure to win right now, you're one of an owner, GM, head coach, you're going to push chips in to go pay a bunch of money for a veteran QB. I just can't get there.
That's why I don't think it's realistic. So what this is, because this is a year-round cycle, I don't know who was the originator of this kind of thing, but this is kind of what we do now, where somebody goes, this team has opening for X. This player is X. Wouldn't it be possible if this happens? I could see that scenario, and then that becomes part of the news cycle for 24 hours. I'm not ripping Schefter here, but it's kind of what we do now. You see what I'm saying? Like, in other words, let's say the Grant Paulson's baseball team has four starting pitchers. There's a starting pitcher on the market, and they need a starting pitcher for their fifth, and there's no overture. Nobody's talked to anybody. this is an option for Grant. And then it becomes something we can discuss on the show. It's as simple as that. Washington doesn't have a quarterback that they like. They need one. They have options in the draft. They have a lot of salary cap space. They could do this. So I'm with you. It would not fit to me the pieces. Now, granted, Adam Peters could be just blowing smoke at us, and it could be, you know, total smokescreen. But it doesn't seem to be the way that he would build, given what we know, given what we think. It's a track, certainly. It's the fast track to trying to be competitive,
right,
which some fans want.
That's
but I don't see that as his MO.
Yeah, to kind of argue against myself for a second. So the reason I don't get it or think it makes a lot of sense is I don't think that they should / need to try to be winning this season. I don't really understand the urgency to do that unless they think in the next 2 years or something they could win something really meaningful. But I do believe that if you go get Cousins, Cousins will be better next year than Drake May. Cousins will be better this coming season than Jaden Daniels. Cousins will have a better next 2 years than either of those two guys. So if their goal is just to be the best football team, to win the most games possible, pay Kirk Cousins 2 years, $84 million fully guaranteed or whatever the number is, and now by next season, not this coming year, but you know his second year, you're winning 10 or 11 games, and you just feel like you've closed the gap that way. If that's the logic, well, sure, that's the quickest path. That's the best way to do it. Also, I do believe Cousins would be willing to come here. He loved the area. His wife loves the area. They didn't like Bruce Allen, and they didn't even have a bad relationship in the end with Dan Snyder. I think Dan really came around, and like he did with all players, you know, he got to a point where he was just trying to be their buddy as best he could. I don't think they necessarily respected him as
him.
A dude, but the people they took issue with are gone. This is a new group. Mm-hmm. If they're giving you money to come live in a place where you have a lot of relationships and favorite restaurant, and this is the place we like to go to do this, and this is where we would take our kids, you know, for their favorite activity, I think they'd be in on it. I just think that the stars aren't aligning here. It's almost like two people who become single again, and there's some mutual interest or it would work, but it's like the timing's not right, or I'm just not in a place where it makes any sense, but let's have coffee, and I'll wish you
your
well.
High school girlfriend, you found out you guys are getting divorced the same week. Doesn't necessarily mean you're going to end up together, you know?
Right.
I mean, the again, there's the other variable. Now, his game, talking about Cousins, isn't based on running around and athleticism and the like, but I also don't think it's a foregone conclusion that they would want to go the route of a huge salary cap hit. Cousins might take a little bit less at this point, but a guy coming off an Achilles at this age. I don't know how much precedent there is for somebody that's post that injury coming back and being fine. I wonder.
You look at him dancing on stage at the NFL Honors, which I'm sure was strategic in some way.
I'm sure it was.
Show how far along he was. You saw the video of him. I know it was off of a tennis court, which is telling because I think I'm assuming that's easier on the Achilles than being in grass and maybe getting a stud caught. But he's dropping back and throwing like he was never hurt. He looks like he's, you know, for all the like Rodgers love and how quickly he got to where he was,
yeah.
Cousins is kind of on the same trajectory.
I mean, yeah, again, I don't know what I don't know here. I'm just speculating or wondering somebody that's, you know, coming off that injury, my team's be a little bit gun shy.
We've been telling you that James Wood is going to join the show coming up in just a few minutes here at West Palm Beach in spring training. He's the biggest story for the Nationals here at camp. He is a young guy, 21 years old. He's from local, right there in D.C. originally at St. John's College High School. Played hoops, played baseball, went to IMG Academy to finish up high school, got drafted by the Padres, and then came over in the Juan Soto deal. Quiet kid, unassuming, but looking forward to having him on the show for the first time. We'll do that next on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Live from West Palm Beach, spring training coverage on Grant and Danny of Nationals Baseball is being presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put our team in your office. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. James Wood has played in 9 spring training games. That's how many the Nats have played into this point. Nobody else around baseball is doing that. It tells you they're giving him a good, hard, long look at this point as a prospect trying to make this roster. He is 9-for-19 at the plate. That is a .475 batting average. And the 21-year-old is a .1550 OPS, including 3 home runs. Nobody else on the team has hit more than 1. And James Wood joins us now on Grant and Danny here at the facility at West Palm Beach. James, thank you so much for the time. You just look so comfortable. You look like a different guy from the end of the minor league season. You know, in what ways do you feel like you have improved here recently?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Yeah, I just think sort of knowing myself, knowing what I want to do at the plate, knowing how I move, and just being able to make quick adjustments at the plate, really.
You're listed at 6'6". Are you bigger than that now? Are you 6'7" yet?
I'm probably somewhere in between that.
You don't have, like, one of those things at your house where you go home and, like, you write the – your dad, like, gets the pencil out and
yeah. Keeps unofficial record, though.
James Wood with us here on Grant and Danny. What's this spring been like? What's this camp been like for you? Obviously, success has happened early on here. Still a long way to go. But what's it been like here with this group and your experience?
Yeah, it's been a really good group of guys. I mean, I've gotten to know a lot of these guys pretty well. And just being around them, being able to ask questions, pick a lot of guys' brains, see how certain guys do one thing and how it may be different from how I do it. I think we're all just having fun out here and just getting better and just challenging ourselves. So,
who have you learned the most from? Like, who's been a valuable resource for you?
Ooh. I mean, we got a lot of really good coaches I've been able to talk to. I think, well, Delino DeShields, he's been in camp. He was my AA manager last year, and just being able to, because I'm already pretty comfortable with him, just being able to pick his brain more. And I mean, he's played for a really long time, so it's a lot to learn from him, and he knows a ton about the game. So,
James Wood, one of the top 10 prospects in all of baseball and potential face of the franchise moving forward here, just 21 years old, a native of Rockville, Maryland, going to do it for the home squad, Washington. You know, we're at a point now, the way you've played this spring, where I would have just said coming into the camp, it'd be ridiculous to even have a conversation about you opening the season in the big leagues. And now that's what everybody's talking about. What would that mean for you if you actually made this team? Is that something you've even started to think about?
No. I mean, it's still a whole lot left in camp. I mean, I'm still trying to take it day by day and sort of just be consistent and sort of just do what I can. I mean, at the end of the day, that decision is not completely in my control, so I just try and focus on what I can control.
You're so calm and chill. Like, I've never really – do you break character? Like, have you ever screamed or, like, what are your range of emotions like?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't – I mean, baseball is tough, so, I mean, it'll bring all those emotions out of you, but I think it's just – it's part of the game, being able to manage those and sort of just kind of stay level with all the ups and downs it gives you. So,
Danny James, who was a great basketball player at one point, went to IMG Academy, mm-hmm. obviously chose baseball. But, you know, his father, Kenny, played in Richmond, is a basketball star. I think he's tight with Sean Casey, played mm-hmm. with or against him or something. He played high school against Bish.
Wow.
But a heck of a baseball player, or a basketball player. So the family, your sister's a great athlete. You got a couple sisters who played. I mean, everybody is like, everyone's 6'7 or taller. I think you have to be in the Wood family. But you guys must have some pretty impressive games outside when everyone gets home.
I mean, it's been a little bit since we ran it out there, but I mean, I'm still taking myself over everybody else.
I would too.
You're going 1-1. Your dad's not going to like that, I don't think.
What's your personal goal for this year? Obviously, you want to play, you guys want to win, but for you personally, kind of the mark you're setting for yourself.
Yeah, I just want to be consistent. I want to be the same guy at game one till the last game. You know, I think, like, kind of like I said earlier, I mean, baseball has got a lot of ups and downs, so I just want to try and stay consistent through all that and sort of ride the wave, and I think that'll kind of keep me where I want to be.
Do you ever, after you hit one of the home runs, like, the immediate ball's gone, it's different sound off your bat. I jumped out of my seat. It's like the one time I moved quickly ever. I'm like, all right, James Wood just delivered a bomb. Is that the best feeling for you in baseball? Is like making a great catch or like showing off speed down the line? Like, what is your favorite moment playing this game?
I don't know. I think all those are cool, but I think the most fun I've had playing was I got lucky my first it was my first full season of affiliate ball. The first team I was on, we clinched the first half in Lake Elsinore. And then I got traded to Fredericksburg, and we clinched the second half. So I think those celebrating after just making the playoffs with all your friends, I mean, I think that's kind of what you play for, I think. I think that was probably the most fun I had.
So, James, everyone knows, obviously, you're fast, right? Like, that's part of the scouting report. I don't think people quite grasp how truly fast you are. I'm going to tell you what happened the other day. You were there, so from our perspective, from Pudgy Idiot's perspective, you hit a room service 2.5 hopper to the third baseman. It's not like it was a dribbler. It bounces right up at his chest. He comes up clean and does that little shuffle step that infielders do, and he looks up, and it looked like he saw a seven-headed ghost. Because you're a half step from first base, the look of panic and what devilry is this was on his face, and I can't stop talking about it. This is not a question. I'm just telling you, oh, my God, right? Like, do people not understand how fast you actually are?
I don't know. I mean, I just go out there, try and just give it 100%. I mean, it's like you said, I mean, it was a ground ball, but I mean, there's hits in some of those. I think if you kind of get out the box knowing you got a chance, I think there's definitely a few extra hits there that definitely are worth fighting for.
Before we let you go, a couple of things just to get to know you a little bit here. Start with favorite movie.
I watched Shawshank Redemption pretty – I'm not the biggest movie guy. I'm really trying to get into it, but I watched Shawshank Redemption pretty recently. I think that's
– it's a great movie.
It's an all-timer. Yeah. It's somehow always on cable when it's raining. You know what I mean? And, like, I always find myself watching the whole thing.
Yeah.
Cheat meal. Like, no judgment. You don't have to weigh in at any point in time. Mm. No one's watching. No one's going to be upset with you. Walk me through it.
I don't know if I'm going with a box of donuts or
Krispy Kreme?
Yeah, Krispy Kreme.
Let's go. I didn't say he's in a box.
Yeah, or, he didn't say a couple donuts.
Like, what a large character.
Not a serving of donuts, a family's donuts.
A box is like what you would get for the family.
Right. Look, guys, I got donuts.
Have you ever pummeled a box of donuts?
Have you eaten a box before?
No, not a whole box. Okay. But, I mean, I'll spread out throughout the day. I might not put down the whole box.
What's your personal donut consumption record for one day?
Oof. I would say 8.
That's a good number.
I would have said 7, 7.5, somewhere there, yeah.
That's a very good number. New York Giants fan, I heard. So how does that happen? Like, what is that about?
You lose a bet? Or
you feel bad about that at all?
No, I feel great about it.
Daniel Jones is your guy?
We'll see. We got one more year. I mean,
Are you trying to move up the board, GM? Are you trying to go get a quarterback?
I'm open for everything. You know, I would like to move up, but if the Bears are asking for what they got last year, then
you're not doing it.
No.
Okay, help me with this then. I didn't think I'd ask anyone this question, but we got a football guy here. Drake May or Jaden Daniels?
Jaden Daniels.
Hmm. You think Washington should take him at 2? Or now you're playing? Are you playing like a psychologist on me, where you're a Giants fan, so you want him to take Jaden? Or you're saying Jaden's the better player?
I mean, they should take Bo Nix at 2.
There we go.
Bo, you're playing checkers.
Yeah. Playing a little chess. Three-dimensional chess.
Are you guys ever going to get a wide receiver, or you just don't want to do that?
You don't like receivers?
Maybe. I mean, I think Wando Robinson will be – I think he'll be really good. I think – I think we got some young guys that can be pretty good, but I think we're missing that dog. So maybe if we don't move up, we take Malik Nabers, and that's our guy. So.
And why join up a Giants fan? You say you lost a bet. What was that about?
No. My dad's from New York, so, oh, okay. Yeah. I kind of just hopped on the – I mean, it was like around 2008, 2009 when I was kind of picking all my teams when I was a kid. And
what a different era, by the way.
By the way, he was a kid
when
in 09.
When I was picking all my teams. See, when I was a young warthog, the way this worked was, where do you live? That's your teams. But yeah. For you, it's like, all
you've
right.
You've always had access.
So I got Steph here. I got him here. Are you a Caps fan at all? Do you do hockey?
I'm trying to get into it.
I got it. We got to get you to a Caps game.
I actually went to my first Caps game this off season.
Okay.
And it was pretty fun. So I'll be.
I want to get him down pounding the glass.
Well, but here's the thing: like, get him a pair of skates because you could do it in like you could figure that sport out in like 5 seconds.
I feel like honestly, you're one of those guys where like, if we gave you a year and said you have to be in the NHL or like your family's in trouble, you'd just be like the best forward in the NHL. Like. Do you golf? Are you great at golf?
I'm terrible at golf.
Okay, good. So it's not everything does not.
Are you
come.
Are you bad at video games?
Or
are you good?
It depends on the game. I can pick them up fairly quick. I'm not the best, but 2K I'm not great. Madden I'm pretty good. Call of Duty I'm not as good as I used to be. So.
So if I beat one of these Ham and Eggers, not him. But another guy that's
he runs
here.
A Madden league.
He runs a Madden.
Yeah. I don't want any parts of that.
So I beat him 85-0. But I was on rookie and he was on all Madden.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's.
I mean, but 85-0. It's not like it's 14-3.
The difference between all Madden and all pro is. I can only imagine the difference between all Madden and rookie.
So you're saying not impressive at all?
No.
I'm going to reiterate, though. I think Mr. 85-0.
But yeah, all Madden is different than rookie.
That's tough. All right. Good to know. Anything else you need to get out here, Danny?
I think we're all sorted. I think James is good. I think he's all set talking to us.
Appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's been good.
Thanks, buddy.
James Wood of the Washington Nationals, a 1-for-3 in today's game. Early in spring training, by the way, he was playing against who's on the field. It's not up to him to determine who he's matching up against, but he's taking guys deep that are going to be in the minors. You know, he's pulverizing players who have struggled at the big league level. Today, his hit was off of a big league all-star at one point in time in Sonny Gray, so a couple times over, actually. So you're starting to now see Davey is giving him more of a challenge, and James Wood is continuing to deliver.
Yeah, all he's ever done is exceed what's been put ahead of him, right? So if he's homering 450 feet off of a minor leaguer, that's great. He's better than that guy. He's better than the level that he's been at. He's showing he belongs, whether it's now or in the not-too-distant future, at the highest level.
Man. I'm so excited about his spring.
It's unbelievable.
If you would have written the most positive James Wood script for how the first couple of weeks would have gone, it wouldn't have been this good, I don't think. Like, realistically, he legitimately has a chance, maybe, to be on the opening day roster.
He's opened that possibility.
Amazing. Grant and Danny on the Fan with you until 6:30.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.